In June, Governor Sean Parnell signed Senate Bill 218 into law, paving the way for a $245 million renovation and upgrade to the power plant at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. But the project is funded in part by revenue bonds that have to be paid back to the state. The Board of Regents plans to implement a student fee to cover costs associated with the project. KUAC's Emily Schring has more.
When the legislature approved funding for this year's state budget, the money allocated for a new heat and power plant at the University of Alaska Fairbanks came with this language. It is the intent of the legislature that the University of Alaska implement a utility surcharge or increase tuition in an amount not to exceed annual revenue of $2 million. With the project currently under construction, the university is now on the hook to pay back bonds to the state. That's why UA President Pat Gamble endorsed a proposal to implement a new system-wide student fee. Kate Ripley is the UA system spokeswoman.
There is never enough money that we really need to keep reinvesting and modernizing and keeping pace with what we really need to do. So this is seen as an opportunity to have an additional revenue stream.
Beginning spring semester 2015, graduate and undergraduate students and those enrolled in distance education courses will pay $2 per credit. The fee will increase by $2 more for the following two semesters. That means by January 2016, full-time students could see an increase of $90 in fees added to their total bill.
We never like instituting new fees. I mean, it's something that we have to look at very seriously and that we do somewhat reluctantly, obviously, because there is a financial impact to students.
According to the Financial Aid Office at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, students already pay an average $640 per year in fees for things like student government, athletics, technology, and transportation, among others. An annual survey by the College Board Advocacy and Policy Center shows University of Alaska students pay the second lowest tuition and fees in the nation behind Wyoming. Kate Ripley says the money collected through the new facilities fee will stay at the campus where it's collected.
One of the things that we heard from students is that they didn't think a tuition increase was fair because in that kind of scenario, a student at the University of Alaska Southeast in Ketchikan, for instance, would be paying higher tuition for a heat and power plant in Fairbanks.
In Fairbanks, the fees will go to help pay for the new heat and power plant. At other campuses, the money will be used for upgrades to classrooms, laboratories, and residence halls. According to the president's memo, the fees could bring in more than $3.6 million in revenue over the course of three semesters. There is no sunset date, and it's unclear if the fee will continue to increase beyond fall 2016. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.